Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 292. This is an Android app discovery show. We talk about apps here that maybe you guys have not heard of before and you can install on your phones and devices. And I don't know, you might learn something. Or we might learn something from you. Who knows? You know, weird things happen on this show. Let me introduce the co-host and we'll get right into the action. Starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Big Steve. How you doing, man?
Well, my afro used to be big, but I just got a haircut. Now it's small Steve. Well, no, don't call me that. Don't call me that. Now it's, I don't know, cropped? What's that word for cutting your hair? Cropped? Coiffed? Coiffed? Anyway, I'm doing good, dude. How are you?
I got a question for you, Steve.
What?
This time of year, can I ask what's on your holiday wish list? Anything tech related?
Yeah, I would like, I saw at Target, there's this artist's bundle. It's like four programs in one box. It has Anime Studio, Poser, Manga Studio, and something else. But I wanted to do that and create some cool stuff for the podcasts with it. Other than that, no. How about you?
No, I mean, I really, everything it seems like I want, I either forget about or I get, you know, there's nothing.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I remember back when I had the shop, man, and money was in excess. Those were good times where if I had just a freaking on a whim, I could go buy a laptop, you know, and, obviously I spent all my money, but times aren't like that right now. Hopefully we'll get back to that point, but that's why the things I want this year, they're not crazy. I just want some software. And plus, with a powerful laptop, you have pretty much almost everything you need. Like computers can do so much now. Like you don't need much more than that. Like my rig is pretty minimal, and I do voiceover work almost all day on just like a nice little audio interface, laptop, and a mic. It's just, I don't need that much anymore.
Yeah, I'm a firm believer. The only reason to have desktops around anymore is either to do high-end, hardcore video encoding, or if you want a always-on NAS kind of thing. But
I mean, yeah, it's true. It's true. I mean, I hear like professional mixing engineers now who used to have all the gear. You know, like if you see a picture of somebody in a studio and he's at that big, huge console and there's all those racks of just gear behind them. Those guys now, they're all doing it inside their computer because companies have made emulations of every single piece of that hardware behind them that at this point in time, and this wasn't always like this, but at this point in time, it's almost, you can't perceive the difference between the software and the hardware version. So they're all just sitting there with their mouses and trackpads and mixing hit albums on laptops. It's insane.
That's kind of amazing, particularly because all of the hardcore audio guys swore that would never happen. That could never happen.
Yep. Well, I produce a show for Bobby Osinski, who's a mixing guy, and he interviews all these big time recording engineers, and he asks them that. He's like, so they call it in the box. They're like, you recording in the box or are you mixing in the box now? And a lot of them are like, yeah, I got pretty much everything I need. More and more of them are like, yeah, it's all in the box, in the computer. Yeah. Pretty fun.
It's amazing.
I think it's good times because I can't afford all that hardware gear.
Gotcha. The first thing I wanted to bring today, Steve, is a, I'm butting in kind of thing. It isn't an app. I just wanted to let you guys know this. The website 3Rank, I never heard of before, but they have a good rundown of 125 plus Google Now voice commands. They've expanded them recently. It's hard for me to tell which ones are new, which ones are old. But if you want to know all the different kinds of things you can do from Google Now Voice, here's a crazy list of all of them. Everything from you can literally say search for, and it will search and then give you all those search results. Or you can say like birth date of Tom Cruise, who is married to Bill Gates. Define and then a word, stock price of, and then some stock, author of Harry Potter, all kinds of crazy stuff. The ones I love, to be honest, are the, map of, or, navigate to the map type of functions, but it's a ridiculous long list of things you can do with your voice and Google, and it's only going to get more. I think it's pretty safe.
Well, here's the thing from looking at this. This is one of those things where you could read the list and go, okay, these are all the things I can ask, or you could just try.
Yeah.
You don't even have, you know what I mean? Like, not even look at this list and just try, because I'm sure they're adding new things every day, and just, you know, hit up okay Google and just start speaking and see what it does. But this puts everything in perspective. Your list here shows you what the huge amount of things that it can do.
Yeah. And to me, that's really the whole reason of the list. It isn't to, here's all the things you can do. Wow. Look at the total types of different things you can do. Cause I literally do it with the wife in the car. We're just driving, and I literally now get a kick of, if I can answer the question in a right way, that it gives me a voice back. That's how you know when you nailed it perfectly, kind of thing.
That's really cool. Awesome. And so it's at 3rank.com, 125 plus Google Now voice commands.
Yep.
Awesome, dude. All right, I want to bring something.
Shoot.
We were amazed by Autumn Leaves, that live wallpaper. The creator of that, do you remember that dude's name?
Can't remember. Adam Anthony Alexander Kettler.
Yeah, Alexander Kettler?
Yep.
Alexander Kettler came out with another one. This is a Christmas version of it. It's got a candle and a Christmas tree in the back. It's not as, the movement's not as crazy as Autumn Leaves, like mind-blowing, but it's very, very pleasant. And the colors are fantastic. And I've been using this as my live wallpaper just to get kind of in the Christmas spirit. So thank you, Mr. Kettler. I've been liking your live wallpapers, and I never, ever used to use a live wallpaper before. So you're a converter. You've converted me, sir. All right. What's your wallpaper right now, Dor?
To be honest, I went back to using facets to just, you know, browse, peruse, and just, you know, load different Purdy wallpapers, kind of thing.
Gotcha.
No, AKA nothing special, you know.
Right.
I will say, I was really, I don't want to say impressed, but I like the fact that we brought this app in the Podnuts community out, and the author himself actually commented. Someone asked, is this the same guy that did Autumn Leaves? And he replied, yes. Why, yes, it is.
That's awesome.
So I thought that was really cool. This is the kind of thing, to be honest, this one I found to be a little bit more spousal and family friendly, where the Autumn Leaves,
I lost your audio again. How come I keep losing your audio? It's like you're clicking a button or something, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I'm copying, pasting, making show notes. The Autumn Leaves, to be honest, was a little bit too mesmerizing for my family. So this was able,
I know, to, I got the same result. They didn't go wow, they go, I don't think I could look at that for much longer.
Yeah, mine, I knew it was powerful when my kids stopped talking. That's when I knew I was on to something.
Cool. All right, what do you got for us today?
Okay, first thing I'm going to bring is a game. We brought a very similar game a long time ago.
In the 80s?
Yeah, like exactly the 80s, back when big hair and parachute pants were in. This is a 99-cent game, to me, well worth 99 cents. It is called Notebook Wars Saga. I love this because it basically looks hand-drawn, because I believe, in fact, it is hand-drawn. Basically, it's a game where you have to defend and attack, move up the screen nonstop in a basic nonstop barrage of enemies. I just found this game to be mesmerizing in how good it looks, even though it's hand drawn. And my kid loved it. And he literally started making drawings of scenes from this game, kind of thing. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Wow. You know, you really got something when he's doing that, right?
Yeah, to get his attention, number one, is good, but to actually make him think of the game after the fact is even better.
I really like the way this looks with the hand-drawn graphics.
Yeah.
And I love games where you could kind of shoot out a stream of bullets that's just like flowing. That just destroys everything in its path.
Right, right. Exactly. Yeah, because it's like machine gun action.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was Notebook Wars Saga. Next one is not a game, and I'm going to try to go light with the games, guys. But, you know, there's going to be some. This next one is not a game. It is called Next Glass. And I'm going to describe this how I saw it described. This is like Netflix, but for boozers. So for alcoholics, I guess. The gist of it is you can basically pick up any bottle of alcohol, take a picture of the front or point the camera to the front of the bottle of alcohol, and it will immediately do searches on it. And in the same screen with the picture of the alcohol, it will tell you the review score of the drink and tell you more information if it's available about the drink in hand.
The review from what? From Next Glass?
I believe it's actually using Rate Beer on the back end, okay. Which is a very, very, very popular site.
Jeez, that's really cool looking.
Yeah, so I'll just say if you're getting ready to go over to a family member's house and you want to bring a quote-unquote good bottle of wine, this app might help you pick something out that's not, you know, standard, normal, a little bit different.
Very cool, dude. It's amazing.
Yeah. Okay, what I'm going to bring next is actually a set of games. One, I believe, is slightly older. One is slightly newer. One is called Kingdom Rush Frontiers, and the other one is called Kingdom Rush Origins. Kingdom Rush Origins is the brand new one. That one's $2.99. The older one is $1.99. These are basically tower defense games. If you like tower defense games, I highly encourage you to at least watch the videos on this. Of course, it sometimes takes 30 seconds to get to the gameplay, but to watch the video on this, really, I think, fun graphics. And I think in a defense game, graphics are most of the game.
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, it looks kind of fun. Another almost hand-drawn looking game.
Yes. Okay, yeah, that was Kingdom Rush Origins and Kingdom Rush Frontiers. And I'm sorry, guys, there is another game I have to bring. I forgot I had this in my list and I just saw it. $4.99. Gorgeous. That's all I gotta say. Unbelievably gorgeous. This is by Ubisoft Entertainment. It's called Valiant Hearts The Great War. This is about World War I, I believe. It's essentially a click puzzle story, click adventure game kind of thing. Taking you through, I don't want to say stories from the war, but documented things that happened in World War I. Unbelievably poetic is the best way I can describe this game. It's essentially a game. It's like a graphic novel-esque, point-and-click adventure-esque puzzle game
thing. Wow. The production quality is crazy. Like, this sounds really good. It looks really cool.
Yeah. $5, I'm sorry. This is the kind of thing I literally put on a TV because I think it's worthy of that kind of media. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Valiant Hearts, The Great War by Ubisoft. $4.99.
Awesome.
Okay. What I have next, Steve, I think you can actually install on your Nexus 5. I believe it's a Nexus only application, at least right now. It's called Device Assistant. Device Assist. This, to me, from what I see, because me no have no Nexus right now, this is the application they needed back in the days of Cupcake kind of thing. This is the welcome to your phone, Let me tell you some of the things that you can do, some of the things that can be done. This is really good for someone who wants to quote unquote learn their Android device.
So it doesn't do anything. It just gives you tips.
It gives you tips and it like hot links you, like if you want to change a setting, did you know that you could change the brightness setting? Did you know that there's a power saving mode? Did you know that you can limit your mobile data? Did you know that you can turn the Wi-Fi off when the screen goes off?
I'll tell you what I hate. I wonder if it has this. I want my phone to stop when it's plugged in and like the cord's plugged in and I unplug the cord. I don't want my screen to go on. It drives me nuts.
You see, I want the opposite. I don't want when I plug my device up for the screen to come on. And I don't know if either one of them is a baked in option. I'll say that.
I couldn't find it. I was able to turn it off after I like installed some ROMs back in the day, but I'm back to that point now because I'm not rooted or ROMed. But anyway, sorry to kind of derail you here. I was just wondering if this might have some tip on that.
I doubt it because I don't think it's a pre-baked in feature of Android. That was called Device Assist. Shouldn't be called Device Assistant. I'm just saying. And it is by Google Inc.
Oh, okay. It's a good company.
Okay. What I have next is a note-taking application is the best way I can put it. And I honestly might have brought this, but I'm using it a lot more, so I'm bringing it back in. I don't care. It is called Writely Markdown Text Editor. If you're at all familiar with Markdown Text Entry, you need an application like this. If you don't know what Markdown is, you can still technically use this application, but you'll really only be using like 20% of its functions built in. Markdown is kind of like shorthand to enhanced formatting. So through basic commands while you're typing your note, you can make something bold. You can make a bulleted list. You can make a numbered list. You can make something italic from typing. And these aren't like keyboard shortcuts like Control I. This is more like slash I space. And then what you're typing is italic. It's handy if you know it. If you don't know it, it might be one of those things you might want to know, might want to learn. It can definitely help you with your note taking.
You mean make it look nicer, right?
Make it look more palatable, more comprehensible, quicker. You know what I mean? To me, that's the whole...
You just have to know you don't have to know the markdown language.
Have to know the lingo, the slang, the vernacular, the isms, I guess, or something.
The nomenclature.
Yes, thank you. That's better than I could have said it. I'm going to bring one more app here. It's technically not a regurgitation, but it's kind of a regurgitation. Disk and Storage Analyzer Pro. I've been using this free version for months and months and months and months. The other day, honestly, just for giggles, it was $3. I said, let me buy this. I'm sorry, the paid version allows for some really better features than in the standard. For instance, you can have a widget right on your desk, on your home screen, showing you your current disk utilization. How much is used, how much is free, what's your total available disk on the system, on the internal SD card or the external SD card or all three. So if you're really OCD about what's taking up space on your device, I'm going to tell you right now, you really do have to have Disk and Storage Analyzer Pro, $2.99.
That looks pretty cool. I love programs that show graphically where how much space is being used and what's in that space.
Right. Yeah. And
I still use SpaceMonger 1.4.
Exactly. On my computer. Well, the one thing this does that I don't remember SpaceMonger did correctly, this will let you click a folder in the Pro and actually open up the folder where
SpaceMonger could do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah. I'm kind of, and it isn't like I'm running low on space either. It's just, I like seeing what's going on my devices. What is, you know, taking space up like it's going out of style. And to be honest, it's one of the ways that I curate what apps I keep on my phone. If an app kind of goes crazy downloading thumbnail images, no, you're supposed to have that in cache, then get rid of it, not store it on my device. So,
you know. Right. Huh. Really cool, man. I like it.
It's cool.
Good stuff this week.
Thank you.
Did I ever bring TuneIn? It's like a directory of all online radio stations.
I don't believe you brought it. No. Just TuneIn. Not TuneIn Radio. Just TuneIn.
It's just called TuneIn. You know, when I was all gung-ho about doing internet radio, I actually downloaded this, and I was using this a little bit on the computer and stuff. But I listened to one of the games of the World Series on it. It's really cool for online radio stations. No, it's called the apps. It must be called TuneIn Radio. I'm sorry, dude. Okay. Yeah. Did we bring that?
I don't believe so. I have seen it once in a while in the Google Plus community. I believe Chuck Green has brought it at least once in there. I never sat down with it. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, Chuck did talk about it. I remember him talking about it. It seems like the directory for radio. They're really, they have tons of stations. It's like, if you have an internet radio station, you want it to be on this app, pretty much.
Gotcha.
And then the interface is good. It even bugs me, since I listened to the World Series, it bugs me with little, you should listen to this, you should listen to this, with notifications every once in a while. And I don't really mind them. You know, I'm open to new suggestions for new content on internet radio. But this is like the Google of internet radio, I think.
Awesome.
And it's definitely worth installing. It's free. And I don't know, internet radio is kind of like this. It's almost like the ham radio of today.
Mm.
It's that, you know what I mean? It's like, nobody's really doing radio much anymore, but you can find maybe some pretty interesting stuff on there you never would have thought of. So I highly recommend it.
Awesome.
And there's big stations on there too, like ESPN and stuff.
Well, here's the stupid question. I'm going to guess this is not an all or nothing kind of thing. Some of the stuff you're able to listen to in here can also be a podcast, but not everything.
I'm not sure. Well, I don't know. I'm pretty sure it's just, I don't think it's podcast, dude. I think it's, you turn this on, you pick a station, and whatever's streaming through that station, you hear it.
Hmm. Okay.
It says find and follow genres, podcasts, artists, sports teams, and more. But I'm wondering if that podcast section, if it's just live streaming as well. I haven't checked it out.
Well,
I'm not going to use this for podcast.
I'll say I do see this American Life, which I know is an NPR podcast kind of thing, but it's also on the radio. So maybe
let me pick top podcast and see what happens.
Okay.
All right, this American Life. I'm choosing it now. I'm hitting play. And it's a live station, dude.
Awesome.
Yep. So it's a live station.
That's cool. I mean, I really do need to branch out once in a while and see what kind of other things are out there. So I think this is the kind of app I should look into. And I'll say, I too don't mind most applications putting stuff in my notification. Like, hey, don't forget about me kind of thing. You could check this out. But if you don't like that, I'm pretty sure now in Lollipop it's standard. Tap and hold anything in the notification tab, and you'll either get one or two choices when you tap and hold. One of them might be ignore this type of notification. And you tap that and you'll never see it again. Or you go into app info and then you can say hide notifications and then you will never see it again. But most of the applications now that I'm seeing are doing notifications in a very polite way.
And you're right. I just tested it on Voxer. You can, when you press and hold, you can either change the settings straight from there or it'll take you to the page in the app where you change the settings. I didn't know that. That's a good tip, dude. I like it.
No problem.
All right, man. Let's wrap this baby up. Do you have anything to say to the folks before we end off this show?
I want to thank everyone for their support. Thank everyone for downloading. Thank everyone for sending in emails and voicemails. And I really hope this is early to say it. I don't care. Eric, hope you have a good holiday season. Steve, hope you have a good holiday season. Everyone in the club, thank you for all your support. And I hope everyone has a very good holiday this year.
Thanks, dude. Same to you. I appreciate that. Hope it's really nice. Do lots of cool things. Have lots of family fun. And get lots of cool toys. Now, we got to bring this up, dude. We mentioned last week we're going to be giving away the Sony smartwatch.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we got to do it. We got to do it. How many people are members of the AA club?
300 and something.
Okay. Can you go into the Get Response account?
Yep.
And just pull up a list of all those subscribers. And I'm going to pull up a number randomizer. I know this is a little impromptu, guys, but we're giving away a smartwatch here. We can't not do this. So I'm going to pull up a randomizer in Google, and we're going to give away a smartwatch right now on the show. Random.org. All right. So we have the spreadsheet open and downloaded. We have 404 people on there. I'm at random.org right now. I'm going to hit generate. And the result is 267.
Okay, 267.
I will also verify that we have the same person. And I have a person. Let me just make sure you got the same one, Dor.
Ryan Yoder.
Ryan Yoder it is. Ryan Yoder is the winner of the Sony Smartwatch 2. Ryan, if you're listening to this, the way to claim your prize is just send us an email, dude, at aaa@podnuts.com with your address, and we'll send this baby out to you, man. Congratulations, dude. You have approximately 5 minutes to complete this action. No, we'll give you like 2 weeks. How about 2 weeks?
2 weeks.
All right.
2 weeks from the announcement.
And yep, 2 weeks from the announcement. And we'll hope to hear from you soon, dude. Congratulations. And I hope everybody enjoyed this week's episode of Android App Addicts Shows. Have a great weekend. Chill out. Relax. I don't know, go to Dairy Queen and get a peanut butter parfait or a peanut butter bash. You know, something with peanut butter and chocolate. You can never go wrong with that. That's going to be it for the show for today. See you next time.